Well, hey there. Good morning. We're crushing it, buddy. Crushing it. Anyway.
Cool.
8:15. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
What's up, you ace?
How you doing?
Today we got a chance for some rain. Is it still kind of snowing? It was snowing there for...
Yeah, I want to say you said there was some sun in that forecast, dude. It ain't looking like it.
This afternoon.
Yeah.
Says this afternoon. I know. Right now it looks like... we got a high of 40 tonight, low of 27. Tomorrow, some rain later on in the day, high of 50. Then Friday, we're going to see some lake effect snow, high of 38. Then it's warming up. Sunday, 60 degrees.
No, get out.
Swear to God.
Come on.
I'm partly cloudy, warmer, high of 60.
Get out of here.
Low of 35.
Dude, what are you doing? Come on.
There's no effing way. I swear to God.
Is your old lady gone still at that point?
No, she's back, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess she's back at it. But yeah, dude, it's warming up, buddy. Might have to go do some golfing.
Yeah. Some golfing or some grilling. One of the two.
Yeah. How about both?
Yeah.
But both.
I'm down for that, man.
All right.
Actually, you know what?
Not together. I don't want to hang out with you. I was just saying.
Oh, yeah. You go your way, I'll go mine. I'll see you Monday. You know what?
Bitch.
How about this? Huh. How about we throw some meat on the smoker? I got a smoker, man.
I'm down for that. Whatever.
Yeah. Kind of meat. Should we ruin Monday and eat some ribs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Both of us are like, man. Oh,
I love ribs, but if I have too many, I always have too many of them. That's the problem.
It's because they're so good.
It's not the ribs. It's the fact that I eat until I'm sick.
Now, is it the sweet meat of the rib, or is it the mass amount of barbecue sauce that we put on it?
Probably a little bit of both.
You know?
Probably a little bit of both. Yeah. It's the amount of meat we actually eat. It's the amount of barbecue sauce and the richness of it.
Nice.
That's what it boils down to.
Maybe we'll just go with the pork tenderloin then.
Yeah, there you go. We'll keep it simple. Make some chicken. We'll figure it out. Anyway, yeah, nice weather coming our way, so enjoy that. Right now, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
They're also part of our... hats off to Literacy.
Yeah.
Love them. This is pretty fantastic. I mean, obviously, you never want to get into it with the cops, all right? Respect them. Be respectful. But...
why'd you pull me over?
Funny stories like this, just because of what the woman did. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. If you don't know what that's from The Karate Kid, and I play that because this woman thought she was The Karate Kid.
Oh, really?
Someone called the cops in Franklin, New Jersey on Monday night about a woman driving with two flat tires. Turned out to be a 44-year-old woman named Sheila Celentano, and she was driving drunk and barefoot. Okay, when the cops tried to arrest her, she ran away. Then she, quote, karate kicked both of them in the chest.
Oh, no.
She straight up Danielson'd them,
right? She did the crane kick?
I'm guessing. She was so drunk that they called an ambulance, and Sheila kicked the EMT in the stomach, too.
Hi-ya!
There was a twist to this. Back in 2018, Sheila was also arrested, and she also karate kicked those cops.
Damn.
She was hit with several charges, obviously, this time around, including driving while intoxicated, aggravated assault on an officer, and aggravated assault on an EMT. Let's see her mugshot. We got it. She does not look karate-esque at all. But you never know.
Was it like a sidekick, or was it like the crane kick?
Like a Chuck Norris roundhouse? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Just says in the chest.
Was it the 2014 Anderson Silva kick to the chin kick?
See, here's what I'm wondering, too, because I'm a fairly athletic guy. I don't think I could get my foot up to your chest, decently. You know what I mean?
I'd claim the same.
Like,
I don't think I can get my leg up over my hip.
And so if this lady, and was she wearing jeans? Because if you're in jeans, there's only one man who can make a kick like that in jeans, and that is the Chuck Norris. He's the only one.
The Chuck Norris. She wasn't wearing jeans.
Maybe she
was practicing on the beach, just like the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
On that little pillar thing.
Which, by the way, Danielson's a cheating son of a bitch.
Danielson.
He did an illegal kick to the face in a tournament where they say no kicks to the face.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of getting old and getting old.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Miyagi still around? I need that.
No, he's dead. I'm pretty sure.
He is dead.
I think so.
It's sad. But my muscles hurt, Brock. I need you to rub your hands together. There you go. All right, I'm taking my shirt off. Rub my back.
You got it, buddy.
Rock 107 WIRX. Prank call of the week.
Hello!
Brought to you by Extreme Wireless on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles.
Hello?
Hi. I need to make a doctor's appointment, please.
Sure. Can I ask you, what's wrong? Why you'd like to make the appointment?
Yeah, I just, oh man, I know you know that coronavirus is going around, and I just, I'm feeling a little, you know, sick to my stomach. I've just got kind of the shakes, and boy, I didn't sleep well, and it all started kind of after last night.
Oh, okay, all right, these symptoms are important, okay. and where were you last night?
Well, I was at the bar with some friends of mine, and we were drinking a bunch of Corona beers, and I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that the coronavirus, you know, all the symptoms, and you can get it from Corona beers.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, the thing is that you can't get the coronavirus from drinking Corona beers. They actually are not related at all.
I don't know if you can get the correlation. The name Corona is in coronavirus. I mean, and the way I feel right now, I got all the symptoms that they've been talking about on the news.
Sir, I understand your confusion, but Corona beers has nothing to do with the virus. You're hungover, sir. And so what I would do, I think you should go lay down, and I think you should take some ibuprofen, drink some water, and get some rest, okay?
I really would feel a lot better if I was able to come in. I drank a lot of Coronas, and
guarantee you, sir, that drinking Corona beers does not lead to the coronavirus. You are fine, sir. I think you need to get some rest and take ibuprofen, okay?
Well, if I die because of the coronavirus, this is going to be on you.
Okay, sir. Well, then I'll just have to take that chance.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go be hungover, I guess, even though I have the coronavirus.
You don't have the coronavirus, sir. You need to go get some rest.
I have the coronavirus. I'm sick. I'm dying.
Sir?
Ah!
Don't drink anymore. Go to sleep.
That was your prank call of the week. Brought to you by Extreme Wireless, your Boost mobile dealer on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles. Rock 107 WIRX.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:50, Brock Hunter. All righty then. Legendary Boss Man Bill in the house. I did it right this time.
You got to do it again, though.
I know. It's all mixed. It's just a whole mess of noise in there. Between us, the music, Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. And let it ride one more time.
Bill. Do you love your theme song, Boss Man Bill?
It just represents the kind of work you guys do.
Yes.
Hold on a sec. Nope.
And we got DJ Brock over
this
here.
This board keeps being stupid. It shut off on me again.
Is it the board?
Yeah, the board.
It is the board. What's the IQ
of the board?
I don't know. It's digital. I think it's right all the time.
Probably higher than me. Probably just a little bit. We still got to do that IQ test, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys are high single digits.
High single. Nine. Give me a nine.
Give me a nine. Nine.
Oh, my God. 8.4.
You're high single digits.
I've got something important to talk to you guys about, though.
Okay.
Badass brunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
I am too.
Yeah. But we need to sell some tickets.
Yes.
And so each of you will have an allotment of tickets that you individually have to sell. You can go door to door. You can stand out in front of, the grocery store or the hardware store. But you have an allotment of tickets. Now, you each have to sell individually, not people saying, I want my credit for my tickets to go to Brock. Uh-huh. No, this is door-to-door, face-to-face.
Okay.
You each have to sell 50 tickets.
50 what? Tickets?
50 tickets. And if you do not sell 50 tickets individually.
We don't have to go?
No. At the Badass Brunch, you have to wear a Girl Scout costume.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We have the costumes because we have no confidence in you selling the 50 tickets.
They already purchased them. They are pot committed already. So 50 tickets.
50 tickets. Now and the Badass Brunch, I have to tell you, all the different kind of food you're going to get, tons and tons and tons and tons of food.
Oh, it's insane.
For $10. Well, even if you guys weren't there, it'd be the best deal in town.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We're kind of like, honestly, we'll probably be getting in the way of the actual food.
Wait a second, though.
If people pay extra, you guys won't show up. So. We'll collect money at the door.
For an extra $25.
That's right. Brock and Hunter will not show up.
Here's the thing, though, Bill, is guys can't be Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts can be Boy Scouts. That's not a thing yet. So are we going to get in trouble for wearing a Girl Scout uniform?
I don't think. 2020, I think we're all right.
It depends how you look at it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
it's all how the visual looks. You know, I think you could pull it off. I'm not so sure about Brock.
I got hairy legs. I don't think it's going to look good.
Can I wear mine from back in the day?
You still have your old brownie uniform? Yeah. That's what it was? You never quite got to the Girl Scout level.
You know, not only am I going to sell 50 tickets, there are going to be some Girl Scout cookies that are going to go with those
tickets.
You're
going to do that, huh? So you're up in it. First of all, you can't say no to this baby face right here. So I guarantee I'm going to sell 50 tickets, and you're not. I guarantee it.
Here's your problem, Bill, or Brock. And, Bill, this is why I'm going to win. I got an electric bike. Oh. I can hit 1,000 doors in like 20 minutes.
That's true.
Huh. Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, the electric bike coming around, huh, that's isn't right. it?
You know, you could get a bell on the bike. It could be like the ice cream truck going through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Ring, ring, ring. Oh, wait, there's ice cream. No, it's some guy on a bike.
Some guy trying to hawk tickets. Well, I accept your challenge because I have to because it's my job. You're my boss.
Thank you.
But two, I got the perfect plan. I'm going to sell them at the door.
You get to sell them
I'm
at the door.
I'm going to wait till the last day. Because it's 14 day of, not me. I'll have my 50 tickets for 10 bucks right outside.
See?
Suck
Son
it.
Son of a bitch.
I'm going to do it.
You know what?
I'm going to do it.
50 tickets each.
50 tickets. All right. All right.
I'm going to go to the front of the parking lot.
You're going to get him on the way coming in. I'm going to be at the door.
Hunter's going to be like that guy that sells boxes of bootleg T-shirts at a concert as you're driving into the parking
Open
lot.
Open up his jacket. Yeah.
You want How tickets? About this?
Kiss T-shirts.
If anybody has ever been to a football game, electric bike with a few tickets hanging outside of your hand and just drive around.
Yeah, tickets. Right. Tickets? You got to be quiet, though, because you don't want to get in trouble for scalping. Well, folks, if this has...
Yeah, by the way, you have to sell the tickets at full price.
At full price.
Or more. No, hey, I'll give you this for $3. It doesn't work.
Honey, how did our credit card get maxed out? Don't worry about it.
I bought 50 tickets to my own show. Hey, can we do that?
That might be.
Sure. Yes, you can. We'll accept your money as well as anybody else's.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
We'll just print 50 more.
We're going to get screwed on this one. Well, folks, if this doesn't get you amped up enough, we are absolutely stoked. We are going to be doing the Badass Brunch Saturday, March 28th, 10 to 2, Hidden Point Hall. We got music, Dartboard Compromise, going to be our house band. $10 gets you in the door. And like Boss Man Bill mentioned, the food there is worth the trip. It's not for us. It's for the food. $10, you got an omelet station, you got a meat carving station, biscuits and gravy, danishes, assorted rolls, coffee, iced tea. They got it all.
For $10. Where are you going to get a meal like this for $10?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't even go fast food and get breakfast for that price.
No. Not to mention entertainment and a live band on top of it.
Yeah. Like, we're on the
total.
And
alcohol, too.
And alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Alcohol, yes.
Which we highly recommend you drink because it will make us funnier than we actually are. So, folks, don't miss out. WIRX.com. Get your tickets now. Or you can wait until Hunter and I go knocking door to door, and you can buy them from us.
Yeah, if you'd like to email your home address to Brock and Hunter, they'll have a list, and they'll come and deliver the tickets to you personally.
Right. You don't even have to spend gas. Look at that.
I just had the fantastic. Forget the electric bike.
What?
I got a drone. Okay. I'm just going to sit in my basement and deliver tickets.
I'm going to shoot that drone out of the sky. I'm going to shoot right out of the sky. Folks, don't miss out. The Badass Brunch coming March 28th at Hidden Point Hall. It's going to be a great time. All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And Hunter. And Bill.
I'm nervous about this now.
Okay, the clock's on.
Your Dumb Vocabulary, as always, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, camper, ATV, boat season is right around the corner. He'll insure your boat, your camper, if you're going out.
Drone.
Drone insurance. You might be able to get that covered. But you can call and ask. That's the best part. You can call and ask him. So go see him. Chris. What's our timeline right now?
You're 30 seconds in.
30 seconds in. All right.
All right, Bill, about the Badass Brunch. Is the Screaming Hill Lobster going to be there?
Yeah.
Is he?
It's going to be on the menu.
Dang it. Nice. That's even better.
A breakfast buttery lobster. Oh, I love it.
It's a big piece of... What a crab? What is he? A lobster?
You just call it Screaming Yellow Lobster. Oh, yeah. His name. It's what he is in the name. What are we at now, Bill?
You're at a minute.
A minute, okay. Let's do...
For those of you that are new to the show, this is where Brock looks for the definition online that he probably should have done in the so-called show prep we pay him for.
Show so-called. Yeah.
Brock will put in his timesheet, and we'll see the hours, and we'll see, you know, 5 to 6 show prep.
Show prep.
Yeah.
What does he get?
Which means he's taking out the dog, he's brushing his teeth.
I ran out of time. I got one. Actually, no, that one's not good. Okay. Let's do a different one.
Where are we at?
We're at 2 minutes now.
Are we at two minutes?
We're at 2 minutes.
What's a firing? 2 minutes. And
1 minute.
1 minute?
1 minute, yeah.
We've done Dankrupt before, haven't we?
I don't think so.
Dankrupt.
He knows.
Dankrupt.
Oh, man, I bought too much weed. I have no money anymore, man.
So that's yours? You bought too much weed. Dankrupt.
I don't participate in this. No.
He just keeps the time.
Feels like, I got a title.
I'm just here to time it. That's all. Right. I'm not even listening.
Is when you're bankrupt or you're out of weed.
Oh.
So then you run out of weed.
Oh.
You're bankrupt.
Dankrupt.
Of weed. You're dankrupt.
All right. I got you.
Yeah, actually, I think you told me the other day you were getting a little low, weren't you?
Man, I'm getting dankrupt.
You're getting dank. You're almost there. You got to file for bankruptcy. I'm out of weed. I'm out of dank, man. Example. Damn it. I'm dankrupt. Tonight's going to suck.
Oh.
How about that? That wasn't too bad.
Nice example.
I know. Really?
Really? I'm out.
Bill's really. Face.
It's all the prep that you do.
It was, honestly, out of all of them, this was one of the better ones. I feel pretty good about it.
All right.
Hey, that's your dumb vocabulary. Right on time.